This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 3rd. God's word to you today is done, finished. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 27, verse 46, and it says, "At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, why have you abandoned me?'" Jesus became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. Jesus became sin so that we can be forgiven. Jesus was forsaken so that we can be accepted. Jesus was rejected so that we can be accepted. Every time you stand before God and something tells you that you're rejected, point it to the cross. Then say, "Because of the cross of Jesus, I'm accepted." You're accepted. Jesus was wounded. We are healed. We're not just about to get healed. For many of us, the sickness and diseases that have been challenging us are going to be eradicated and swallowed up this season in Jesus' name. When that happens, from a timeline perspective, you are healed in this season. But the truth is, you were healed at the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. Look at it this way. At noon, a mother prepares her children's lunch. The children come back from school hungry, and the food is in the oven waiting for them. At the moment they are eating the food is when they experience the food, but that is not when the food was prepared for them. The food was ready while they were in school. The healing was paid for even when we were without God. We're just about to experience it. Jesus became sin. We were forgiven. He was forsaken and rejected. We were accepted. He was wounded. We were healed. Jesus followed through on the cross of Calvary. He said, "It is finished." Jesus followed through. We broke through. Therefore, Paul could say that we were more than conquerors through him. Jesus followed through. He did not jettison or abort the mission. It was tough, and he was tempted to, but he went through Gethsemane. He wept, and physical blood came out of his pores. Everything in him wanted to abort the mission, but Jesus followed through, and on the cross he said, "It is finished." Therefore, because Jesus followed through, we broke through. Some of us are facing a barrier. Because the barrier was already broken through 2,000 years ago, you are going to break through. Every form of religion can be summed up in one word: do. When you do this, God will like you and you will find favor with God. Christianity can be summed up in one word, and that is done. It is done. It is finished. Every time you show up before God and guilt, shame, the enemy, or whatever tries to say you need to do this and do that, just say, "Look at the cross. It is done." It is a beautiful thing to be a child of God. We walk into vineyards that we did not plant, houses we did not build, and cities that we did not establish, all because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. If you're feeling forsaken or distant from God, this is an awesome time to connect with God. Cry out to God now. If you strayed in your relationship with Jesus, now is the time to come back. Let us pray. Jesus, you became sin. I have been forgiven. You were forsaken. I have been accepted. You were wounded. I have been healed. You followed through. I have broken through. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.